New Year's Eve tomorrow night and New Year's Day tomorrow. Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carpenter Chamber of Commerce joins us now wearing her poncho.
Wearing my poncho. Yeah. It is what the chamber is located on Estes Drive. And Aaron,
what is it like?
I completely understand if you need a breakaway to reporting weather. I hope folks will tune in. Find us on Twitter at Carolina Chamber. We've collected a list of tweeps who have local emergency information, and just be very safe. I did go out an alternate way because there was some standing water in our parking lot. Hope folks are safe. A special thanks to our first responders responding to this situation. So,
and I've been talking about Brookwood Condominiums, Camelot Village, also right in that general vicinity, getting a report of entrances closed, flooding there as well. So just all along that area. And we see flooding there every time we get a ton of rain. That's the first place that we think of. And today it's really bad over there. So
avoid the area if you can.
Yes,
be careful.
Definitely.
Look for alternate routes, and certainly hope folks will stay safe out there. So,
well, New Year's Eve is coming up. New Year's Day is just around the corner. 2016 is around the corner for Chapel Hill Carborough, for our community. So for people, once this rain is out of our area, which should be tomorrow morning and things begin to subside, what can people do on New Year's Eve?
Well, we hope folks continue to be safe and have a safe New Year's Eve celebration. We've got a kid-friendly option from Moorhead Planetarium. They're having a celebration from 3 to 6 with activities, performances, and a kids countdown under the stars. Check out moorheadplanetarium.org for all the details. They'll also have food trucks out there, including Dusty Donuts and Mexican food by Bandidos. So go online to get your tickets to that if you're looking for a family-friendly option. Several restaurants are offering pre-fee menus, including City Kitchen, Weather Vane, Antonia's in Hillsborough, Crossroads, Chapel Hill. You and I were talking about how they, Carolina Inn, newly renovated their restaurant, if you haven't seen it. Lantern, Root Cellar, and Kipos all have set menus for New Year's Eve. And then if you're looking for music, the Oasis is having live music. The Nomads will be at R&R Grill. And Local 506 has a New Year's Eve with Benji Hughes and Melissa Swingle Duo. So lots of options, including City Kitchen will also have live music and dancing. So lots of local options. Thanks so much to the Visitors Bureau. You can find all of those options at visitchapelhill.org.
And for the new year to come, what's coming up for us then?
So for the new year to come, visitchapelhill.org also has a list of restaurants that are open New Year's Day. I did borrow, I wanted to make sure I got my facts right, so I checked out both Epicurious and Southern Living about what you should eat on New Year's Day, including greens. I'm telling you, as a Michigander, you're probably not familiar with this menu.
Someone was telling me about Hoppin' John yesterday.
Yes,
as a New Year's tradition, and I'm like, are you going to be eating Hoppin' John? I'm like, I'm not 100% sure.
You're like, because I'm not 100% sure what Hoppin' John is. So Hoppin' John is rice and black-eyed peas.
Yes.
The peas represent money. Greens are most likely collards, mean more fortune. And then pork, which I found several meanings for pork, including progress and wealth and prosperity. So some people believe more pork, more luck. I really appreciate the pro-pork stance for these folks. And some people say peas are for pennies, greens are for dollars, and cornbread is for gold. So thanks so much. And I think that the best options locally to find that kind of traditional menu, check out Mama Dips. Mm-hmm. I've had their traditional New Year's Day menu before, and also Acme. Acme has a cornbread of the day, so you can make sure that you rack up on some gold from Acme. But
if pork is for prosperity, is that why we refer to pork barrel legislation and pork spending? I'm curious now. Not sure.
Someone said that the rich fat content signifies wealth and prosperity.
Okay.
But I appreciate, pork barrel spending those earmarks are a thing of the past. So I'm not sure if we can draw the same conclusion. But
okay.
But I appreciate that.
He's giving us
I appreciate I appreciate a meal rich in pork. I apologize. So The Pig is another restaurant that you might want to check out. But visit chapelhill.org has all the restaurants, traditional New Year's Day menu or not, all the restaurants that are open on New Year's Day.
All right, Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce, got to let you go. But before we do, upcoming chamber events in January?
Start 2016 off right. Chamber Taking Care of Business will start off 11:30 a.m. on January 6th at the Chamber. We're going to have Corey Post from the Digital Marketing Factory. He's going to talk about digital marketing trends for 2016. You probably feel like you just got the digital marketing skills of 2015 under your belt, but we certainly need a change with the times. And this is a gentleman who not only has his MBA from Darden, but is a co-founder of the Digital Marketing Foundry, a new marketing education institute located in the heart of the American Tobacco campus. So join us for Chamber Taking Care of Business. And last but not least, if your resolution is to start a business, we're going to have Build a Better Business Plan with SCORE. SCORE is the Service Corps of Retired Executives. Carl Baumann is going to be leading this this session. It's going to be nine sessions starting Wednesday, February 3rd. Very low cost, and he will walk you step by step on writing your business plan. So check out Build a Better Business Plan with Carl Baumann, and that will start February 3rd. Find all of our events at carolinachamber.org/events.
All right, sounds good. Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Aaron.